Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Top five songs from this week in 1983. This is Kaja Gugu. Did I get that right, Jen?
Kaja Gugu.
Can you just say it again?
That didn't sound like Jennifer. Kaja Gugu.
Kaja Gugu.
That's it? You like that?
I don't know.
Like, I wish they'd recorded with Bananarama, and then it could be Kaja Gugu and Bananarama together on the same stage.
That'd be pretty awesome. They could hyphenate.
Lindy. This song was number five this week. Week is second week of July 1983. Too Shy. Crank it up for a second.
What if they toured with the Goo Goo Dolls?
Goo Goo Dolls.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Kaja Goo Goo and the Goo Goo Dolls along with Bananarama.
Not a long enough ticket stub.
That'd be a good the playbill on the top, right? When you walk in, hey, let's look and see what's on the show. Number four, Sergio Mendez.
Hold Me.
This is not what he was best known for, but he made it. This was a song kind of had legs. It did eventually get to number one for a week. Never Going to Let You Go, number four this week, 1983, Sergio Mendez. Used to be with his group Brazil 66. Roberta and I are the only ones remembering that, right? Remember Sergio
Correct.
Mendez? Brazil 66?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, yes, you are. All right, so that's number four. Let's keep going. This is one that everybody's going to like remembering. Irene Cara with the number three song.
Now we're talking.
Flashdance, What a Feeling. Yeah, you can crank this up, Richie.
Hold on, let me pull my shirt off my shoulder. Oh. Put on my leg warmers.
Good for you.
So long as you sit in that chair and splash yourself with buckets of water.
Oh, you got it.
Uh-huh.
I don't do anything, you know.
All right.
Half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number two this week, Eddie Grant, Richie.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue.
Higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
Okay. Number one this week, 1983, The Police. Another super pop song. Yeah, it's a great song. And the way the strings and the guitar play in this. I'll be watching you. Every breath.
You know, this is kind of a creepy song.
Ah, it's a romantic.
Sort of a stalker anthem.
It's very fitting for today, though. This is the government song.
Yeah, I'll be watching you.
Pretty much, Big Brother song.
Yeah. All right, Richie, let's go to this YouTube star who is a Swede named Felix, but he goes by the name PewDiePie. Our video of the day today.
PewDiePie.
How do you pronounce it?
PewDiePie.
But it's spelled like PewDiePie.
It's spelled P-E-W.
P-E-W-D-I-E. P-I-E.
Like the Pew Institute.
PewDie. Oh, yeah, right. They want to be connected to this guy.
This guy makes a whole lot more money than they do, I'll tell you.
$7 million last year.
Yeah.
And so there's a story at DougStefan.com about this fellow responding to some commentators who are angry about $7 million that he made last year.
How much money I made in 2014. There were some articles that trended, and it was everywhere. Like, it was not just on Facebook. Money is a topic that I purposely try to avoid for the 5 years that I've been making videos, because I just feel like it's not important to anyone, and I just want to make entertaining videos. Don't get me wrong, though. I don't hate money. I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't matter to me, because it matters to
everyone.
So
you can get your follow.
When I started doing,
you
got to
watch his face and the expressions on his face. Very powerful, actually. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, ever made any money from posting a video on YouTube? We got a lot of them. I don't think we've made any money with them, Richie. A, yes, I do it for a living. B, a bit. Nothing exciting. C, no, but I know somebody who has. D, I haven't made a cent with YouTube. E, I don't know. I didn't know you could make money. Yeah, you can.
It takes a lot of views to make money.
Right.
A lot.
Yesterday's poll, Han Solo getting a movie. Which Star Wars character should get his own movie? 26% said Yoda.
Think green. Harrison with you.
British nobility heir David de Rothschild is setting sail across the Pacific Ocean on a plastic catamaran called the Plastiki, named after the famous raft the Contiki. He's headed towards the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a garbage-covered region of ocean several hundred miles wide now. With a crew of six, he'll expose this growing garbage collection that's killing seabirds and fish. The plastic's been swept from coastal cities in Asia and California and is caught in a vortex of currents in the middle of the Pacific. Fish and seabirds mistake the plastic for food and choke. The boat, Plastiki, took 3 years to design and has cost several $1 million to be made from 12,000 plastic bottles, the cabin and bulkheads, recycled consumer plastic, and two wind turbines and solar panels to power it. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by two Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
A stripper movie with a heart of gold for gratuitous man meat. Magic Mike XXL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.